Welcome back to the Pastor's Free Game Podcast. It is Thanksgiving week, so we are doing a special episode of the podcast. If you've been around Christ Fellowship for a while, you may know that the Sunday before Thanksgiving is a special one. In our services, we do a Thanksgiving share where we open up the mics and invite people to come and share what they are grateful for. So in the spirit of the Thanksgiving share service, I invited some of our staff members to come and tell you what they are thankful for this holiday season. I think you will be inspired, encouraged, and be moved to join us in thanking God for all He is doing in our individual lives and in the life of Christ Fellowship. The very first person who came into the studio was our executive pastor, David Clippert Rowe, who shared something he is extremely grateful for as he helps lead the ministry of Christ Fellowship and the staff who do so much. Welcome back, everybody, to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast Thanksgiving Edition. I am excited to be joined by several staff members today where we are going to talk about things we are thankful for. And we are kicking off with David Clippert Rowe, who is our executive pastor. Do you have another part of your title, or is that just it?
You know, it's sort of head cook and bottle washer kind of sort of thing. You know, I have, it took me a while. I was looking over my shoulder for people to fix the issues that I have to deal with, and I just saw myself in the mirror. And I was like, okay, I guess
it's you.
It's me.
You're the fixer.
Don't say it like that. That sounds really bad. But yes, I am called upon to fix things that I don't know a lot about, but I know a lot about a lot of things that I didn't know a lot about 3 years ago.
Yes, you have now got your fingers in all the pies, yes. Whether you want them there or not.
That's a better description of it. Yeah.
So you've been in this role for 3 years, but you've been at Christ Fellowship for what, 15, 18, 20 years?
That's kind, yes. 21 years on staff, 25 years, probably 26, maybe closer to 27. Just
so almost since the very beginning.
Since the Fabian days.
Wow. Okay. So you've been around. You've seen this church grow and morph and change and evolve.
Yes.
And so in the last year, what is something you're thankful for?
Well, I volunteered to go to the first spot.
Yes.
Quite deliberately, because it was clear for me. And I'm usually sort of like, what? I don't like to do these things. I like to be in the background. But seriously, with as much sort of profound thankfulness is I'm thankful for our staff. Mm. And I get the privilege of working with incredible people. You're one of the incredible people, but the people that have been part of Christ Fellowship, founded Christ Fellowship, I am in a position where I get to lead these people, which is hilarious to me. I'm over worship, and they won't let me near anything musical. I sound incredible in the shower, but that doesn't translate to the stage.
Yes.
But I get to work with Will and Crystal and Rafe and Steve and you and Jaime. I could just go on and on and on and on. And, yesterday in staff meeting, we took sort of a pulse of the things that we're thankful for this year. And as I'm hearing the team share their thankfulness, I'm just thankful for them sharing their thankfulness. It really is an amazing staff. And for the average person at Christ Fellowship, they see Will and Crystal and Bruce and Aaron and you occasionally and Rafe and the student ministry team, but they don't see the people that really move most of the dirt.
Yeah.
Mondays through Sunday. And one of the things we joke about, you've heard me say, is that, oh, nothing happens between Sundays. It just sort of magically shows up.
We're just, the building's empty. No one's here.
Nobody's here. And yet, every single one of our team members, without exception, could go out into the secular world, maybe even in some other church worlds, parachurch worlds, and they could literally double their financial income. And yet they choose to do something better, more a kingdom-oriented sacrifice. And that's very humble to work with people that have that kind of talent. And I find myself just in awe of the people I work with. I mean, there's not a day that I don't come here where I'm excited to be here. I get to do a lot of hard things, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, in my role, but I get to do those things with people whose hearts are oriented towards something bigger than themselves, that they're loving and kind and altruistic in nature and give sacrificially. And that is, it's like a positive sort of upward spiral of energy. It's like, yeah, it's lift for me, and then hopefully I'm lift for other people. And we just, you know, we just genuinely love each other. I mean, I've heard all these horror stories about, yes, bad churches.
Yes.
And I'm like, why do you stay? I mean,
yeah.
And we got some, you know, opportunities. I mean, it's always opportunities, but the staff here is incredible. And I am just in awe of their talent and their skills and their love for Jesus.
Yeah. It is a very, it's a fun place to work. It really is.
I think so.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun for us to, staff meetings are even fun. And most people would say, staff meetings, really? It's like, no, really, they're fun. It's
fun.
Nice to all be together, and yeah, it's nice to hear what's going on in all the different ministries.
Yeah.
And you're right. Because the people in the background, you know, doing the finance stuff and looking, taking care of the building,
yeah,
and the people who are our administrative staff is so incredible and so needed. The people that help keep the database tidy.
They
so
make
that
me look good. And I'm like, oh, please, I don't want to. You are the ones that are doing all the heavy, yeah, lifting, but you're behind the scenes.
The whole Promised Land team is doing such amazing work with our kiddos. And
my student ministry team. I mean, the people that have joined us from, you know, that have chosen to be part of our team. And
who've moved here.
Moved their families. And they have just drafted right in. And then, you know, because a lot of us have been on staff for a long time, how well, you know, the older team has received younger team, and the fact that they are given opportunity to succeed, and we're okay. We've always said over the years, hey, you know, don't be so cautious. You know, feel free to fall forward is what we've said, right?
Yeah.
Fail forward. And the future for the kingdom is bright on this campus and through this campus because of the people that are here. And so that's what I'm thankful for. It was not hard for me to say that. And
well, that's awesome. Yes. And I'm glad you started with that. I think that's a good place to start.
It is.
Now I am here with Amanda Cruzy, who is on our communications team here at church. So Amanda, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I am thankful for God's provision of Pastor Aaron Armstrong and his family.
Yes, that's right. Very exciting. Last year when we did this, we were thinking about Bruce leaving and we had no idea who was coming and everything was very up in the air. And now we have a new pastor.
Yes, I think it's been so exciting to see the way that so many of us have united in prayer over this.
Yeah.
And how God has provided so clearly. And as the stories come out of how he confirmed this to Aaron and his family, Aaron and Kat, and also to everyone here, to the search team and the elders, it's amazing to see the way that God just so clearly provided. And I feel like this is such an awesome evidence of when we come united in prayer,
yes,
together, how God answers, like, God responds. And so I think I'm just so thankful that we got to be a part of this and got to see the way God just answered more than immeasurably more than we thought,
yeah,
he would even, you know. We were all, I think so many of us were sad about Bruce and,
yeah,
and, you know, the unknown, and the way that he provided Aaron and Kat has just been such a joy to,
yeah,
see.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you talk to both Aaron and Kat, the little ways, because we knew it from our side, you know, what we were doing to prepare and to pray. And then to hear it from their perspective of, mm-hmm, how they were also in a season of praying for, mm-hmm, God's direction. And then just the ways God confirmed that this was the right choice,
mm-hmm,
was really cool.
Like, really cool.
Things that just couldn't necessarily be explained by coincidence, or, you know, just things just added up. And it just seemed like this was the place.
Yes. It definitely inspires me to honestly, to ask for more prayer on certain issues and certain things, and just the power of uniting more people in prayer together, that does not come back void.
Yes. Yeah. So we're excited about the future. I think Aaron and Kat, and they're going to bring new energy, new vision, but it will dovetail really well with what Christ Fellowship has always been and always will be, you know?
Which is, I think, why we're so excited.
Which is why we're so excited. Yes. It's like, really, this is going to work? This is going to work this well?
Yes.
So yeah, that's a really good thing to be thankful for. I think we're all thankful for that.
Yes, I think we are. Yes.
I'm here with John Glidden. Now, John, what is your official title?
Safety Ministry Director.
Safety Ministry Director. So let's start with that. What is the safety ministry?
Safety ministry, it is a ministry, obviously. It's got two teams. It's got the medical response team and the security team.
Okay, and you guys for events, and then every Sunday there are people here.
Wednesday nights,
keeping an eye on things.
Mm-hmm. We also, as an extension of the ministry, do security at Hope Women's Center.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. So tell me, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I am so thankful for the safety ministry. I've been doing this for a couple of years as director. I was volunteering before, and God has just brought so many people. We've got like 43 people in the ministry now, counting both medical and security, and not just people, but the right people, the people who have a heart for saying, yeah, this is a ministry, right? They, they understand that in order for people to lay down their need for protection, their need for security, somebody else has to take that up.
Oh, yeah.
And so we take that up so that people can come and feel comfortable, feel safe.
But relaxed,
and, yeah. Exactly.
That's amazing. And so 43 people, men and women.
Correct.
Probably mostly men, but some women
mostly
too.
Mostly men. We do have some women, yep.
Yeah, and you guys prep and train. And I mean, there's a lot that goes. Safety ministry is one of those ministries that's really behind the scenes. Like, in fact, you're intentionally so. You don't want even people to know that you guys are there.
If we're doing our job right, people think we're greeters.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
But you guys are just keeping an eye on things, mm-hmm. making sure that everything is as it should be.
It is. Yep. You mentioned all the training and stuff. We train generally monthly. Mm-hmm. There's something going on. We've got 3 range days a year, a couple of reality-based trainings where, you know, they come to the church and throw you into scenarios. And then, of course, CPR, stop the bleed, verbal de-escalation, that kind of stuff.
And so tell me a little bit about, I would imagine with 43 people involved, that you guys are not, it's not, you're, obviously it's a service team. You're serving the congregation and the community. But you probably are building relationships in the team.
Oh, for sure. We had a guy retire from the team recently. He's had some surgeries and just felt like he wasn't physically able to commit. And so we had a big send off for him, all got together, and just saw him off right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do. I mentioned the range days. As you might imagine, there's a good deal of camaraderie / trash talk going on
just
with that.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. It builds a community.
That's great. And that's part of it too, right? Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that's really cool about finding a place to serve at a church like this.
Yeah.
Is because we are big enough that there's lots of opportunities to do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And so however God has gifted you and however he's called you, you will find some people who are like-minded and you can really bond with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We serve such a great God. We've been given so much and so want to give something back. And there are the people whose ability to serve puts them up front, right? They're so visible. Everybody sees them. We're the people who are underneath that, who try to make sure that that continues to happen, right? That it doesn't get interrupted, that it doesn't get, it's taken down somehow. So,
And like you said, everyone can feel comfortable and secure when they come into the building or they come to one of our events. Or it's amazing that you're doing it at Hope as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, this is something we should all be thankful for. We should all be thankful for you guys.
I'm very thankful for it. And it's funny. I mean, literally just last Sunday, I have people come up to me all the time and say how thankful they are for us. And I always try to send that out to the team so that people know that, we're behind the scenes. But people recognize it.
Yes, and they're grateful for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, John. I appreciate you coming in and sharing. That's a good one.
Cool. Good.
Thanks. All right. Now I am here with Tom Morris. And Tom, you are our care pastor here at Christ Fellowship. And you've been here, what? We were just talking about this, like 5, 6 years?
4 years. Coming on 5.
Okay. Yes. You were just barely pre-COVID.
Barely pre-COVID, right.
Yeah, that's how we mark time now, right?
Right.
So, Tom, you've been around for a few years, and what are you grateful for in particular this year?
Well, I'm grateful for quite a bit of things, but mostly I think I'm grateful for my volunteers. I mean, I run both the care ministries and frontline, and so it's like A through Z of what I have, and so many people are responsible for some really, really good things happening here at Christ Fellowship this year. Our leaders in regeneration, helping people struggle with their struggles, help them find, freedom through Christ. I've got reengaged leaders who, through Corey and Pam's leadership, are really helping those who are struggling with marriages, or even those who are trying to get better in their marriage with that. I've got a benevolence team that really takes care of our people who, when they've hit hard times, and they are tireless in their in the way that they really love on people, so that they don't feel like they're lesser than, but that God sees them as someone that is just in a hard time right now.
Yeah.
And so I've got that, and then I've got the frontline team tirelessly and they smile all the time.
Tell people what frontline is.
Frontline, they're a combination of things, but they're the greeters who greet you at the door. They're in the ministry hub when you have questions, or you get that special gift when you're the first-time guest.
Yes, yes.
And then we have a new connection center that we are now employing to be able to help people get connected in a much easier way than before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and those are very important folks.
They are. And then this year also was added to me the prayer team. And we've been able to really ramp that up to really be able to serve our people after each service, as well as praying for them throughout the week.
Yeah.
So that's my goodness, it's a lot. Volunteers. It's a
yes,
lot.
That are serving well. And honestly, Christ Fellowship, what we do here would not be possible without all the men and women who give of their time and talents and efforts and resources, because this is their church.
Mm-hmm. It is. And then I really would be remiss if I didn't mention my wife, Tanya, yes. or Timo, as many of us call her. She has just been invaluable. She partners with me in many of my ministries as well. She encourages me, and she also is one that kind of keeps me in line.
Exactly.
When I tend to be straying a little bit farther than I should. And then also, I've been going to Prague for the last few years, and the team, Matt and Patty there in Prague, they're such amazing people, and I'm just so glad to be able to do ministry with them as well.
So Matt and Patty, they're in Prague?
They are.
They live there, and so tell us a little bit about what you guys do in Prague.
So Matt and Patty, they went there as true missionaries, with just backing from people here in the States, and they started working at different high schools, and for free, and that's how they were able to get their foot in the door. But Matt really helps English as a second language.
Okay,
helping them there. But when we go there, we help them. We really help them by them listening to us talk. I would never say, well, the way I talk is not something that anybody would want to mimic, but here we are. And but we get along. It's an amazing, we're dealing with kids from 15 to 19 years old. And Prague is, it's really Christianity, I think, is probably around 6 or 7%. And so they've been through tough times as a country. You know, they just got their freedom from Russia in 1989. Mm-hmm. So as the Czech Republic, they're relatively small, newer country.
Yeah.
And so they're still trying to find their way. And it's really cool. The people there are really, really awesome. But there are struggles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you guys just go and are friendly people to talk to, mm-hmm. practice their English on.
Yep, exactly.
And then hopefully have some meaningful conversations.
We do. We have so many amazing conversations. And I do remember just quickly a young lady who, after I had, you know, I shared part of my story, and many here on the staff have heard my story, but I shared just a small part with her. And later that day, she goes, you know, because of what you shared, it has allowed me to come out of my shell, if you will, because here is a person who's always smiling, and she felt like she always had to do that, and she could never have an off day. As she shared with me, I just told her that, you know, God wants you as you are.
That's right.
And if you have a bad day, your friends are going to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You don't need that pressure of having to be perfect every day.
That's right.
So those are just kind of what I find really intriguing is that when we share our stories, it allows other people to share their story.
Yeah, it sure does.
So.
That's awesome, Tom. So many things to be thankful
many
for.
Many things to be thankful for. It's hard, right. Hard to count.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming in and sharing.
You're welcome.
All right. I am now here with Chrissy Jones, who is our communications director extraordinaire.
Ooh.
I will add the honorific on the end of that. So Chrissy, tell me this year, what are you grateful for?
So I've really been working this year to be intentional about my gratitude, because in this phase of my life with 3 kids in elementary and preschool and working full time, it's very easy for me to get just kind of bogged down by the busyness and the overwhelm of this season. So I've just been working hard to, you know, look past kind of the chaos that is my daily life, just not in an annoying, like, you're going to miss this one day kind of way, because no, I don't think I'm going to miss refereeing my kids' screaming matches in the grocery store, potty training
the
world's
that.
Most stubborn 4-year-old.
Yeah.
But, you know, like really looking past those things and sort of training myself to look past those things and instead focus on all the little moments that I know I will miss one day, like
for sure.
Walking them home from school and they word vomit their entire daily happenings at me. I know that certainly won't happen forever. And playing card games at the dinner table and just all those little things that I know they are not going to want to do with me forever. And that, you know, my oldest is about to turn 9. So I know I probably don't have that much longer with him where he really enjoys spending time with me. So really have been just focusing on seeing those moments and just like feeling them and appreciating all of the moments that I get, because I know that I'm not going to have those moments forever. And I just feel like that's something God's really been challenging me on and convicting me on a lot lately.
Yeah, it's so true. I think we can all have this sort of, well, I can't wait until this, whatever it is over, or I can't wait until X begins.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is hard. It's a challenge to live in the moment. Yeah. Because no season of your life will never be a season of your life where everything is perfect. There's always going to be something that's going well, something that's not going well.
So, yeah.
And that can actually be moment by moment where you have a wonderful moment with your kids. And then the next moment, like you said, a fight breaks out.
Yes.
And
that's
so,
usually exactly how it goes.
Yeah. So that's great. I think that's a really great reminder for all of us, no matter what phase of life we're in, whether you're single or you're newly married or you've got grown kids, just taking stock of the blessings in everyday life.
Yeah.
Knowing that life will change.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just reminding myself too of, this is probably not applicable to every situation in every phase of life, but like this specifically is something that I prayed for endlessly for years when I was trying to have my kids. Like I literally asked God for this and he gave it to me. So who am I to then be frustrated and, you know, bogged down by that situation that it's like the one time he literally gave me exactly what I asked for.
Exactly.
How dare I?
No, that's really good. But that's a good reminder. That's a good reminder. And that he's with you in all of it.
Yeah.
And so, and I think one of the things, I think the fact that you do intentionally build into your kids even though those phases, like you said, things will change, but you're building a foundation for your relationship for the rest of their lives.
Let's hope.
All right. Well, thank you, Chrissy. That was a good one.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yay.
All right. I am now here with Will Yates. Will is our worship pastor. Seems like you should have a longer title than that.
No, that's okay.
That's really short and to the point.
It's all right. That's how life should be, right?
It's good. So, Will, tell me, what are you thankful for?
So, I'll try to condense this as best I can. So, we've been doing these nights of worship here for quite some time, and every one of them is just a very special night. It's amazing to see a body of believers come together and just worship Christ. And in these nights, every single one of them is different, but in these nights, there's joy, there's laughter, there's tears, there's everything you can think of. And it's probably mine and Crystal's favorite thing that we get to do here, is just to see the body come together and worship Christ. But there was one night of worship we did a few months back that I will probably never forget as long as I live. And by the way, for context, I do have permission from all parties
yes,
involved.
From all parties, yes.
So we're good there. But to back up a little bit, there is a gentleman in our church named Michael Keenan who passed away not too long ago. And a couple of years ago, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And as time progressed, his doctors and medical professionals told him, you know, look, chemo and radiation is only going to prolong the inevitable. And Michael had been coming to this church far longer than we have.
Yeah.
And it always just was a big kick for me on a Sunday morning to look down in the front row, and there he was, just hands lifted and singing his heart out, and, you know, his gray hair and that little man bun that he had. And he was just an exuberant, enthusiastic,
joyful
worshiper.
Man.
Absolutely, all the time. So as this tumor progressed, you know, he decided to forego treatment and just let nature take its course, which, as you can imagine, as nature does begin to take its course in these things, your faculties and stuff start to diminish.
Yeah, especially with a brain tumor.
Exactly, exactly. So he, you know, there were some Sunday mornings as time progressed, I would see him be very frail. He would have trouble getting down the steps in our worship center. And he began getting a lot thinner and became a lot more frail. And he eventually got to the point where it was difficult for him to even speak. But it was cool because you could see in the eyes, you could see he was still Michael, still there. Mm-hmm. So a few months back, we had another night of worship and Michael came, and he was very frail. It was really hard to see. He could hardly talk. But what meant a lot for me at this night of worship was that he had come with his life group, and everyone in his life group took turns holding him up.
Oh my goodness!
So he could stand and worship, because that's what he was. That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
They took turns holding his hands up because he couldn't do it. Yeah. He couldn't sing, but you could see him just like closing his eyes and just being like so super engaged. And everyone in his life group, they all took turns holding him up. They would hold him by his elbows or his shoulders. And the coolest thing was they were all excited too. Like they all, every single one of them, they would, you know, tap the other one out of the way and be like, okay, it's my turn now. I get to hold Michael up during this time. And to me, that just typifies what the church, Big C, should be doing, a body of believers helping others out. And it was one of the most beautiful expressions of just love and worship and fellowship that I've probably ever seen. Michael passed just a few months after that. So what it boils down to, what I'm truly grateful for is all the people in Michael's life group, for one, who just didn't even think. It was just a reflexive action. They're like, oh, we're going to hold this guy up. Of course we are.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about it in advance. They just did it. But I'm grateful for a church that really fosters that type of environment where people can be authentically, literally Jesus with skin on.
Yeah.
And helping those who aren't able to help themselves.
And literally carry each other's burdens.
Literally carrying each other's burdens. You took the words right out of my mouth. Literally, that's what they were doing. And it was just one of the most beautiful expressions of worship that I've seen in a while. And like I said, I will never forget it as long as I live.
Even in tragedy, we can see the hand of God. And that is something to be thankful for. He is always with us. He is all around us. He loves us so much. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I will tell you one thing I'm thankful for, and that is you, our dear listeners. I so appreciate when you come up to me on a Sunday morning and tell me that you listen to the podcast and that you enjoy it. That really means a lot. I thank you for giving us some of your time every week to listen and hopefully learn, be encouraged, laugh a little, maybe be inspired to serve God and love God more. So friends, the Pastor's Pregame is going to be going on hiatus for a little bit. I know Bruce used to make fun of me for using that big word, so we'll call it a break. We're going on a break as Pastor Aaron gets situated and integrated into the life of Christ Fellowship. He needs a little time before he commits to a weekly podcast, and so we're going to give him that. But in the meantime, don't forget to check in. We'll be posting a few special episodes that I've pre-recorded, and then we'll see. We'll see what happens. But again, thank you for listening. I so appreciate each and every one of you. Because it's our tradition, I'm going to go ahead and pray for us. Father God, I thank you for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that you will do. Lord, you are a good God. You're great, you're powerful, and you are loving. Father, thank you for your love. May we express our thankfulness and gratitude to you this Thanksgiving and to those around us, to those people in our lives who hold us up when life seems heavy. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.